It's your girl Tully Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Tea.
Where we will be sipping tea.
And serving couturus.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. How's your
Hola,
week been?
People.
We are almost in February. Can you believe it?
Bruh, it happened so fast. A blink of an eye. A blink of an eye. I cannot even believe. It's about to be February. Well, I mean, Black History Month. Let's get it out.
Eddie, so how was your week, Tally?
My week was good, girl. Work from home, you know, doing what I'm doing. Work as usual. And now I'm about to be on auntie patrol for the rest of the weekend. My niece's birthday this weekend. So
happy birthday to niece.
Woo! Yes, y'all. Run me crazy. She want to do everything. All she want to do is spend my money. I don't have time for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how was your week?
My week was good. Work was getting on my nerves as usual, but it is what it is.
Until we get rich, we got to do it.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So we make it. But we going to make it. Because this ain't the life. Okay. All right, well, let's get into the ties with Telly for this week. So, I don't know if you remember, like, a few episodes ago, we were talking about the self-tying shoes.
Yes, I remember.
Okay, so they actually debuted them Saturday at a Boston Celtics game and a Dallas Mavericks game. Two players actually debuted them. Jason Tatum, he plays for the Boston Celtics, and then Luka Doncic, I hope I said that right, he plays for Dallas Mavericks. So they debuted those shoes, but the NBA has like a couple of rules that they can't, you know, a couple of rules for the shoes while they're on the court. So these shoes come with lights, and they also have like a smartphone app that you can loosen up your shoes, or you can tighten them up as you play or whatever the case may be. So, but they told them that they can't have their support while they're doing all of that. You know, you got to have, you have to be able to use, there's a push button where you can loosen it up or tighten it by yourself.
But who have a phone on the court, though? Wouldn't it fall
on the sideline? Maybe on the sideline. Maybe they're saying somebody on the sideline can't do it for you. You know what I'm saying? You can't have your actual device out there. You know, it's some people that sit down the whole game.
I understand that, but you said on the court. I don't think actual play.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think sideline.
But let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Not on the court, but like on the sidelines while they're playing somebody, you know, loosening and tightening up their shoes for them, because it all depends on what you need, tightening them up for your performance or loosening them up, you know, to get your blood flow going while you're running and stuff like that.
Okay.
Also, what else did they say? I think that was it. And yeah, there's some lights at the bottom. So the lights, so they won't distract the people.
While they're playing.
Probably blind somebody with your lights while you're running. I don't know.
I gotta cheating. See these shoes.
Is
these shoes even bright like that?
Child, we don't know if they apparently got to be. If they don't want the light on, it might
people
be
over exaggerating sometimes.
Yeah, you know how they be.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to do nothing about nothing.
Mm-hmm. And they ain't bringing no money in their pocket,
right? So, these shoes are actually going to be on sale in February. February 17th is the release date, $350. For these bad boys, okay.
$350 for some shoes.
Yes, because they tie those shoelaces tie by themselves. Okay,
I gotta see these shoes. Okay,
they don't even look all of that like fancy. You get what I'm saying?
Because if it's not literally tying, like we have to tie, and all it's doing is making it loose and tighten it up.
Like you just press a button, and it tighten it up, and you press that button again and loosen them up. I mean, it got more stuff.
Sounds like the preschool shoes.
Oh no,
that's what it seems like to me. For $350, you make money off of the
stuff. To be honest, you You are definitely correct, man.
It's, I know.
Because, I mean, listen. Oh, like, oh, you talking about the pump it up shoes that we had?
I don't remember. You ain't in the fashion. I just know that we had shoes where instead of us tying it, like, you could strap it. But basically, mm-hmm. it's like a, this shoe is like, it's going to be like an electrical strap. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. Basically, that's exactly.
They make it $350. They making probably $300 off of some $50 shoe.
Yeah.
Very smart. I can definitely say that.
I cannot.
I'm sorry, y'all. Whenever I have like simple conversations, I always think about math. Like,
I don't blame you though. That's good because you count that. Hey, count that money. It's like, okay,
definitely.
Like, because the shoe before that, the Hyper Adapt One, that was like 700, and that's a self tying shoe too. And that's like 700, and I think it was like 750 or something. So these are basically half the price, but does the same thing. Okay. And then let's get to the sneaker of the week. So this week I've chose the LeBron 16 Equality shoes. They are inspired for Black history. So they have a black upper, they come in black and white. So one is black, one is white. They have equality at the bottom with a clear. Oh, okay. With a clear sole. They're pretty high. I like them. In fact, like I said, we just brought up Black History Month, so why not bring up a shoe that? Converse got some Black History joints too. That's pretty hot. They got some like kente print on it.
Oh yeah.
Come on, Converse. Like, go get it.
Shout out to Hair by They Fly By Night at Water Just a Dream seminar. She gave us some head wraps.
Yes, ma'am. Those things was fire too. And it was only $5.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm gonna try to see how I'ma hook my put my hair up in a pineapple or whatever one.
Come
day.
On, pineapple. Yeah, I was so happy when I actually finally got my hair into a pineapple. My
girl,
God.
Yes.
But
struggles be real,
babe,
right?
Babe, this natural thing is not for the weak, okay?
It surely ain't. Or the cheap. Either or.
Got to have money in those pockets for these products. My God.
These products be $10 a pop.
Listen, I just bought me some products from Curls Dynasty, mm-hmm. and they smell so good. And my hair is so soft. Like, I got oil. Mm-hmm. I got some hair butter. And I got some moisturizer, and I'm gonna go back and get the shampoo, the conditioner, and their pumpkin mask. Listen, if it smells as good as whatever I already got,
that's dope. Shout out to all the Black entrepreneurs, Black business yes. owners that's doing their thing, man.
Y'all are doing us thing. Y'all doing your thing. We might should highlight like Black entrepreneurs for Black History Month. What you think?
I love it.
All right, let's do it. So y'all be on the lookout for that. But, the sneaker of the week is the Nike LeBron 16 Equality. Y'all go ahead and check those out. They actually drop on the 21st, which is Martin Luther King. Is it Martin Luther King the 21st?
I know the parade the 21st.
Right, so Martin Luther King, it drops on that. And they are $185.
That's better Woo! Than a $350.
My God, it's still a lot. Go get these good old Converse over here. Okay. looks like that's what's going to be on my agenda.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry to interrupt the tea, but we have to take a quick break for our sponsors.
Yeah.
Okay, you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, you guys. So the topic of the week I chose because the R. Kelly thing that's going around with Survivor R. Kelly is still strong. It's still out there. It's still a powerful message, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even though we talked about it a little bit in our two past episode, well, not our two past, but the one before the last, in that episode, I feel like it deserves its own.
It does. It really does.
It deserves its own. And then what really gets me is that, now I'm not saying that R. Kelly is innocent in any way, shape, or form. He get what he deserves. But does. I feel like it's more R. Kelly's living amongst us.
Yeah.
In everyday life. So y'all going hard on this one man. Y'all need to be going hard on the people that live right under your household.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's your own blood. It's your own friend.
Right.
Instead of trying to bash him, y'all need to... All this need to get fixed.
Right. All those generational curses need to be broken.
Yes, because I've heard too many stories, seen too many things.
Right.
Right in my own community.
Right.
And it's just crazy. Did you ever watch Surviving R. Kelly?
I watched a little bit that we was watching together. I don't really... My heart aches when I see things like that. Like, I can't even watch Lifetime, y'all. Okay?
Lord.
No, seriously, I'll be like, Lifetime? Mm-mm, baby, I got it. That's too much. The suspense, the draw, So, but I've watched videos. I've seen people reaction. Even the video you shared on your Facebook with the guy crying about how they are basically... crucifying R. Kelly, not saying that he isn't wrong, because he's definitely wrong for what he's done, but like you said, he's not the only man on the planet who's done.
He's not the only man on the planet, and not the only celebrity either.
Correct.
It's been plenty of white people, especially that Subway man.
Right.
You don't see him with a Lifetime.
We're not talking about series. That no more, right?
We don't see him with a Lifetime series. And I heard they're going to bring up something about Michael Jackson. Why is y'all bringing up something that was deaded? Why is always the black people? Why we don't have these documentaries on the white people?
Because they want to keep us
suppressed. It's an agenda.
Right. They want to keep us suppressed. They want us to be warring against each other constantly. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. It's really.
Okay. So the topic at hand, at ulterior motives. Giving their kids to R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you believe?
I mean, giving their kids to R. Kelly, they probably thought they were going to get a big... You get what I'm saying?
But, remember the Aaliyah situation.
Correct. So, with the whole Aaliyah situation, they were saying that the mom was down with it. You get what I'm saying? So, maybe some... People sell their kids every day, and their kids don't even know. They just think that it's a natural thing.
And this is what I was. I don't. This is what I be trying to get wrapped up in my little head.
Uh-huh.
Not saying it's little because I have a big head, but it's just like, you know his history when it came to Aaliyah. Even though, even when we was younger, like I heard about it, like, but right. I didn't think that they actually got married. You know,
right.
Because when you're used to certain things, it feels so normal to you. But once you grow older and you grow wiser, you start to realize that this shit ain't cool.
That's not normal at all.
So I'm not even gonna lie. I feel like some of those parents did have ulterior motives when it came to their daughter doing this. Yo, this man make music about sex, about fucking. Majority of his music is about sex.
It is.
So you didn't think that he wasn't gonna try nothing?
Girl, like you said, these parents, they had to know something. You get what I'm saying? So even like, this even brought me back to remember them in Madea's family reunion?
Mm-hmm.
When her daughter, like, they were all in the room together, and her daughter, like, finally told her sister what her mom did.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason her mom did that to her, like, sold her off, basically gave her to her stepdad, was because her mom gave her away.
Exactly.
So it's like I was saying before, it's like a generational thing. Like, her mom, she said, what her mom gave her away for, like, $2 and some crack.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I'm finna up the ante. I'm gonna get me a rich man and give my daughter to him.
Wow.
And pay, you know what I'm saying? Talking about some, I had to pay for my living. Like, why would you sacrifice your child like that?
Because they feel like they sacrificed. So they feel like, oh, if I went through it, she gonna go through it too.
Oh, that's how she'll survive because I made it, right?
Yeah.
That's not the way to look at that. No, not at all.
Mm-mm. Would you let your child be molded by a male figure, period? Whether it be a singer, whether it be a mentor or whatever they want to do, would you let your child get molded by a male?
See, that's touchy because men are definitely needed to mold these children in society, right? But
well, hold on now. A man that's not their daddy, their biological father.
Even with it's a lot.
And I'm not saying molding as an educational wise how to be a man, how right. to do this, how to do that. I'm talking about like an entertainment industry. They wasn't coming to R. Kelly because they needed more.
To be honest, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because we are, like you said, we know what the entertainment industry brings.
Mm-hmm.
So they could very well put on the facade as in, oh, nah, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not there every step of the way, baby, no. And that's it. Entertainment, anything concerning my child, period.
Yeah.
You have to watch these children.
You really do.
Because people will tell you, oh, no, it's good. They could come to my house. It's safe. But then your cousin over here touching on such and such. You don't even know it. Your uncle over here, your auntie over here touching on such and such. You don't even know it. Because you're not even watching the kids. Because you fully trust these people.
Exactly. You don't know what the hell they got going on.
Right. Oh, just because they go to church don't mean nothing neither.
No.
Mm-mm, as many scandals as we've seen in the Catholic Church. You get what I'm saying?
Not only the Catholic, baby. Not only the Catholic.
I know, but I'm just saying, as many as we've seen in the Catholic Church and church, period. As many scandals as we've seen, mm-hmm. y'all really gonna be like, yeah, no. And now I understand, you get what I'm saying, why it was like, nah, you can't go spend a night over everybody's house.
Yes, and you also have to think, it's not only our young girls that's being put through this.
Yeah, right.
It is the young men as well. Right. I'm not even gonna lie. I watched the documentary. I watched the interview with R. Kelly's brother. Mm-hmm. I believe his name is Kerry Kelly, but don't quote me. But it's the one that's not in jail. Right?
Okay.
So he was telling us his experience of being molested by his sister.
Mm.
His mom would go to work. And there was nobody else to watch him and Kelly and the older brothers. She's the oldest of them all. So she would take turns letting Kelly go outside, R. Kelly, Robert go outside, and letting Kerry stay inside. So whenever right. Kerry stayed inside, I guess she did something to Robert. And whenever Robert went outside, she did something to Kerry. So the way he was describing the scenario was she had on a robe and she walked into the room and she told him to come here. And she said he was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was walking towards her, she put his face down in the area and told uh-huh. him to lick it.
Wow.
And I'm just thinking in my head, this boy watching his sister, and then it's like you love your sister because you know that's your sister, but in the back of your mind you're like, I know this is wrong,
right? Right.
No, but she's my oldest right. sister. If I say no, she gonna tell mommy on me,
right?
This is some traumatizing shit,
right?
I ain't gonna get too much deep into it because I was pissed, but as they got older and something happened to his oldest son, his son is about 18. And he haven't heard from his sister in about 10, 20 years. I forgot what he said. But yeah. She called to make sure everything is okay. And you know what he had the courage to tell her? He said, oh, I just want to let you know that I forgive you, sister. You know what that bitch said?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so you in denial.
This man has been hurting for the longest time. And now you're going to play like he's crazy?
Right.
Mm-mm, bitch. Mm-mm.
That's nuts.
And you gotta think about it. You gotta think about it. Like you say, generational curses. Mm-hmm. What if somebody did the same thing in the family to her?
Right. And that's why she's doing it to him.
And then people say, if something is done to you, why do you do it to others? Sometimes I can't even explain it to tell you the truth.
Right.
But it's something mental and psychological. Mm-hmm. It's an imbalance, I guess. I don't know, but it's sad.
Because it's like you can either repeat what you've learned, mm-hmm. or you know it's wrong, so you make a change. We, as a community, sometimes just let things fly.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Aaliyah got married to R. Kelly, it wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal, but it wasn't a big deal. It's kind of like they brushed it off. You get what I'm saying? I was like, okay, he married her.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, it should have been like, nigga, you what?
And then you got the family supporting the bullshit.
Right.
I want to take it. Well, I'll take it there later. But basically, the whole Sparkle situation with her niece, right? Sparkle admitted, I don't know if Sparkle was in on it, but you know people cry wolf.
Right,
so Sparkle
right.
admitted that after the situation, her own niece's father was still working with R. Kelly. Mm. Still producing some of his tracks. Still mm-hmm. making music for some of his songs. So it's like, how can you cry wolf but you accept the bullshit?
Right, because most people will sell their soul for a dollar.
Mm-mm.
Or for fame, or to be recognized. Some people want that recognition so bad.
That's some sad shit.
That is. Especially when they're trying to validate themselves.
Mm. Let me go back to the Carrie Kelly situation so I can bring up another point.
Okay.
So, Carrie admitted that one day he was talking to his mom.
Mm-hmm.
This shit. He was talking to his mom. He went up to his mom. He hugged his mom and said, "Mommy, I don't want you going to work."
Right.
It be the most subtlest hint.
It do. And people ignore it.
And then she was like, "Baby, I have to go to work. I have to pay the bills. I have to pay this. I have to pay that." And he cried. He begged. He pleaded. Mm-hmm. "Mommy, don't go to work." It's like he wanted to tell her, but he didn't want to tell her.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, even if he told mommy, he didn't know the outcome that would happen to him. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, he would still have to be there with his sister when his mama go to work.
Right. And she'll probably do something else, something even worse. You know what I'm saying? If she found out, he over here saying, "Don't go to work."
So sometimes, even though, you know, everybody has their busy lives, everybody go through something, whatever, whatnot. Sometimes you have to pay attention more. You have to be more attentive to your kids.
If they don't want to go somewhere, they don't want to do something, ask them why.
And even if, it's always actions behind that too. Because you can ask them why and they'll just shake their head. But
right.
If they're annoying the question, something is very deep going on that they're probably scared to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then some kids start acting out when things go wrong or they feel some type of way about a certain situation.
Right.
When your kids start acting out, that is the time to sit them down. It was a situation where my ex-supervisor, her daughter is very suicidal. Mm-hmm. Her daughter wouldn't talk to her. Like, whenever the mom would say, "Baby, talk to me," she wouldn't talk to her. But the mother was treating her more as a friend than mm-hmm. as a mother. So if your child see you as a friend, they don't think you're going to be able to fix nothing anyway because they feel like your mentality is the same as theirs.
Right.
It's a lot.
it's heavy. Like, the mental health of it all is like, mm-hmm. no one really looks into it. Because it's like, well, how do we produce so many pedophiles?
Y'all have to remember what we've been through slavery. This is what I'm trying to say. They been fucked us up.
Right. So now, because mental health is not big in our community, no one really talks about it. What stays here? What happens here stays here. Don't tell. Keep this in the house. Don't be going to tell my business. What? How are we supposed to heal if we can't tell nobody nothing?
Exactly. And y'all have to.
How are we supposed to heal if the same uncle or aunt who was molesting me comes over every doggone holiday? Or if you continue to let me go over their house, or you drop me off because you got something to do, or you're not listening.
Mm-mm.
You're not helping.
Mm-mm.
We are hurting. As a community, we are hurting. And we need to heal.
How do you think we'll be able to heal? What is your solution to it all?
So, I like the fact that our generation is now becoming more self-aware of self-care, of mental health. People are seeking therapy. People are speaking out and talking about it. You get what I'm saying? These Me Too movements, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks to social media.
Right. Everything is getting out in the open. Even on the internet, like when the internet began, you didn't know how many people were pedophiles. Until the internet blew the hell up. Why is there child pornography? Because somewhere out there, someone actually watches it and does it. You get what I'm saying?
And you know what got me thinking? Because I know certain cultures, and you know, back in the BC and 80 days, people were marrying
children
younger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, is it something to be weary of health? Actually, if that's what happened back in the day.
But what
is it? Listen. Or is they trying to pacify the situation because it happened back in the day?
I'm with you on the latter. I think it's a pacification. So, remember when I was telling you about my quinceañeras and stuff like that? So how they switch from like a flat shoe to a high heel because you're considered a woman at 15, because at that age in Hispanic culture, you were able to marry at 15. What do you know at 15 years old about marrying a grown man?
Nothing.
About sex? What do you know about taking care of children? What do you really know? You don't even know yourself.
Well, speaking of 15 and being in high school, you know, it was a thing back in the day, or you was considered grown, that you had a boyfriend that was over the age of 18.
Really?
You don't think it was a thing?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Because, listen. In high school, you know, then you a senior, or even in high school.
I'm not talking about a senior. Seniors, they still in high school.
No, I'm saying like in college, like 19, 20, 21. These guys.
Grown-ass man pick you up from high school.
At the high school football games, because they used to be their high school. They scoping you out, man. You're ripe for picking.
Those are fucking predators. How can a grown ass man, well, even though they out of college, they at college now, wouldn't it be right to look at somebody that's on your own level? Do you go to high schools and middle schools and seek out these girls? You know why? Control.
You can groom them. You can manipulate them.
Control. That's all it's sum up to, is control. And that is exactly what R. Kelly has been doing all these years. And then, you know, you see some stuff, but once your mind becomes clearer, it starts dawning on you like, this shit been fucked up. The age ain't nothing but a number album cover with Aaliyah on it.
Right! Now it clicked, right? It's like, oh, no way.
R. Kelly is right in the back, just chilling. And he on the cover of a song called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
age ain't nothing but a number. Going down ain't nothing but a thing. The feelings I have for you, boy, it will never change.
Control. Y'all thought they was something when they had them older men. Nah, baby. That was all manipulation.
He was just making sure you was ripe enough. Because some men will wait. They don't even have sex with you. They just give you money. They take care of you. They make sure you're good. You know what I'm saying? Come visit you.
Wait for what?
Wait until you're either of age or you feel grown enough to give them a little something.
That's manipulation still. I know. That's manipulating the situation so you won't cry wolf and say, right. Mommy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Now that, like you said, we have a clearer mind and you think about all of this, you're like, well, this definitely was not right. Or healthy.
And then there's some moms out there that, like you said about the Madea's family unit, selling their daughters.
Selling their children off.
I just don't understand this shit.
Girl.
I understand life is hard, but right. If you work towards what you really want, you wouldn't have to sacrifice your own children.
Correct.
If you would stop playing the bullshit, you wouldn't have to sacrifice doing certain stuff. I just don't understand. And I see why you told me I sound like my mama, because I be repeating the same thing. I don't understand.
It's hard to wrap your mind around actually wanting to harm a child or do anything to, you know, just prevent the child from growing in a healthy manner. Like, you know that's going to mess them up. You know that's going to cause mental problems. You know what I'm saying? You know that's going to do all these things to them, but you don't care about that. Because all you care is about itself.
And I'm gonna just say this. I don't have nothing wrong with the city girls, because people feel like I got issues with them. I don't got no issues with them.
I like city girls.
But it's not only the city girls, it's all of us.
Right.
We saying where the bag at, where this at, where that at. So the young girls thinking, okay, I need a man with some money, whether he be my age or older, or as long as he got money, grandpa. That's good.
Right. As long as he giving me the bag and he paying for whatever.
It's the same shit. It may be that person may not be a R. Kelly. Mentally, like on the mental control type of shit.
Right.
But he gonna fuck with you. Because that's what men know that women want is money. So you think you're using them, but they use your ass too. Because if they got the money, they don't really care about giving it. But you know, that's just how I feel about the situation. You just have to cross all your T's and dot all your I's.
Definitely.
Because you never know what may come up of that situation. And then you're going to be crying because something go wrong, but you put yourself in that situation. And when it comes to these parents, how the hell? My daddy didn't even let me go outside in the daytime. I could barely go across the street. I could barely spend a lot of people's house. And now I know why. I just used to think my daddy was crazy.
Yeah. I used to think my mom was hard, too. She'd be like, no, you can't go. No, you can't do that. I'd be like, bruh, you killing me.
And it's like, I always felt like it was me. Like, he was doing it because of me, not because of he was protecting me from other people.
We always think, you don't never want me to do nothing. You don't never want me to have fun. You don't never...
And you know what's so crazy? My dad scared me to the point where I didn't even want to. I wanted to go to FAMU so bad. But I already knew if I went to FAMU, I would have turned out to be a little hot in the ass.
Girl. Yeah, I know if I would have went anywhere. It probably would have been a wrap for me. It definitely would have been a wrap for me.
I was freaking scared of being, because you know how they say all the sheltered kids turn out to be such
turn
a
turn out. Turn but up. But
I literally could say I never got turned out, thank God. But it's because of how, it's because of how my parents handled me as a child.
Right.
I was, when I say I was petrified of my daddy, I was fucking scared.
When it came to my dad, I just did not want to disappoint him.
I was fucking scared.
I already knew my daddy was a thug, baby. He give you that look, you be like, all right, go ahead.
And then I was scared of other people's lives from my daddy.
Right, right, right. Because he definitely was.
Because it could have been a time where I told my daddy something that somebody did.
And that'd have been a wrap. Daddy would have been in jail, baby. Because he didn't even care.
I feared for their life. But
I know the feeling, cause just listen, my daddy don't play neither, girl. He be about that life, honey. I'm like, okay, need my daddy to come over here. My daddy come over here, it's a wrap.
But man, and it's like, you know the origin of the Piper, right?
Kind of, sorta. I know they used it, he like kind of like played music to lure children.
It's like superstitious. It's like a folk tale. So basically, right, it's right. So many stories surrounded by the Pied Piper, but the majority of it is, you're right. Basically, he played music very well, and the music was so, it put you in a trance, and it only attracted the kids. Mm. It put the kids in the trance, and he would lead the kids into the woods. There are certain situations where he said he ate the kids, he killed the kids, he did this to the kids. But it's just so ironic that I understood the... It's like, I ain't even gonna lie. R. Kelly is a fucking genius.
He is.
He's an evil genius, but he's a fucking genius. Because I understand what he's saying, like, he'll lure people in with his music. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the folktale is about you luring children. Right,
and here we are talking about
the Pied Piper of R&B.
Right.
When you get older and you start thinking about certain
about stuff, connecting the dots, bitch, you be like, wait a wait a minute now, wait.
Hold on.
So that's what he meant.
That's what he meant.
Sheesh. And wasn't nobody catching on, even the grown folks back then? Nobody?
Anybody? What they said in the series was so right. It's like a black man is on the top, mm-hmm. and then even though it's like we were just so happy that it was a black man
right
doing his thing, and you know we feel a certain way about you know white people, right versus black anyway. So we was gonna keep supporting them regardless because he just keep dropping hits.
Right.
So the record labels saw a dollar sign.
Money.
Whoever knew who he brought in.
Money.
So it was like R. Kelly knew what he was doing. Cause it's like everything is coming together. When he started dropping all them hits, all them dance and stuff, trapped in the closet, all type of stuff. He was going through the trial right then and there.
Right.
While he was going through the trial, he kept dropping hits. So it was like, even though it was going on, we put it in the back of our head because R. Kelly was bringing us music we jam to every day.
Mm-hmm. Distraction.
Girl. I saw that thing. I don't know. I like watching, like, suspenseful thrillers. Mm-hmm. So I just like to think. I like to think the ins and outs of things. I just want to know. I don't like to be in the not know. I like to know. So even though I was watching it, I was sitting there. It was a mama. She had to go all the way to L.A. on Mother's Day just to see her child in the room. Oh, it was just a whole bunch. It was a whole bunch of stuff. R. Kelly had a motherfucking cult, for real. It's like he will break you down so much. To have you trapped and think you can't go nowhere. These people will be trapped and they could just walk out, but they mind so fucked up, and R. Kelly got their mind so fucked up that they couldn't even move.
Hence,
this
slavery.
Girl said they was peeing and using the doing the number two in a bucket in a room?
Right.
Nah, I don't know. Some people could be over exaggeration, but it's always some truth in the lie. Girl, I know you couldn't watch it, but I had to watch it because I just couldn't believe my eyes and my ears.
Yeah, that was a little too. My heart started palpitating, girl. I don't even like scary movies, baby. That's a little scary. Suspense. I don't like the little quiet noise in the background. Then somebody pop out. Girl, listen.
Lord. I don't like scary movies, but I like suspenseful thrillers. I can't say that.
And the suspense make my heart hurt, too.
Well, let me get on the untapped essentials of the episode for the Pod Piper, because this is a lot. And it's like, our poor children go through this every day. You could be passing by somebody, don't know what they go through in their life.
Right.
They could just be smiling. They could just be happy. But you already know what they're going through. Shit real. But the untapped essentials of the Pied Piper is be alert, be attentive and alert. Even if the child doesn't tell you up front, hints will be everywhere.
Right.
Even on your worst days, don't forget about your child's day. And most importantly, lead by example. Because if you're not leading by example, you're leading them astray. Whether you believe it or not.
Right. It's important to have clear communication with your children as their parents, not as their friend, not as their homeboy, homegirl, as their parent.
And this is why I'm so stuck on, even though people was like, oh, you don't have to wait to be good to be a mom. I want to. Wait. So I can know that I can take care of my child the best way that I can. Because I'll be damned. Because I know I'm crazy.
Hello? Y'all might as well just go ahead and put me in the
Because I know I'm crazy. And they got to be with the right daddy. Because I know I am my father's child.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Warning. Hello. We trying to tell you now. Don't play.
Nah, if I said I was petrified of my dad.
Right.
Don't
play.
Listen. But you know, I had a balance for my mom, but she's crazy as well. So I'm just crazy overall, you know. So it's
good. It's in me.
But yeah, man, like it's very touchy. And then, you know, with us having nieces and nephews. Yeah,
I'm like a grizzly bear about mine, baby. And you too. I know you are too.
I'm subtle with it. But it's just sad.
To even watch this generation come up now.
And then, with the kids going to school, they shooting at the school.
Shooting at the school, they hanging themselves for being bullied. And they go through so much. That generation goes through so much. It's 11-year-olds killing themselves. 9, 10-year-olds killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? Kids, what do you know about taking? You haven't even.
This social media life is real. Let me tell you, I shared a video on my Facebook page. This shit hit me like a ton of bricks. It opened up with this boy in a library writing on table. And then, you know, we just following his everyday life. He come back to the table. Somebody wrote, oh, hey, how are you? I guess it was a girl. So we going through his regular school day of us trying to figure out who this girl is. He's scrolling through social media, scrolling through Instagram to imagine who the girl is. And then the girl's notices his handwriting because I guess they were signing the yearbook. And she was like, oh, you are such and such and such. And then he was like, yeah, that was me. And the whole time, throughout all this in the background, a kid was researching things to shoot out the school, basically.
Right.
So the first time we seen the boy writing on the table We saw a boy reading a book about guns. He was in the background. Mm-hmm. When he walking through the hallway, it was a boy being bullied. But we so focused on this one boy, we don't see what the hell going around on, going on around us. And while they was talking through the door at the gym, he put down his bag. He had a gun in his hand. All this time, we didn't notice it until the people started screaming. But all this was going on in the background the whole time.
He was planning this for weeks.
And we didn't even see it because we were so focused on this one boy and his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? This shit is real. That's why I say you have to be attentive and alert. Sometimes I feel like that too. I ain't even gonna lie.
Right.
But baby, that...
And put you on notice now. You be like, wait, hold on, wait. Mm-hmm. You look around. Let me see what's going on. Let me see these faces. Let me see these attitudes. I don't know. Well, on a lighter note, I got some tea for y'all.
What's the tea?
Girl, so I was having a conversation the other night about Wendy Williams and how she just really putting on this theatrical act. Like, girl, she about to get a divorce, of course, because her husband has an illegitimate child on the way. Honey, knew he was talking to her.
So now that it's out in the open, she feels that way.
Because it's been out, but now that she's pregnant and having a baby, it's a problem.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you knew about the situation, but when it turned for the worse, you want to cry wolf.
Right, you want to have whole heart palpitations, now you're in the hospital, now you're sick, everything's wrong. Girl, cut the madness, please, okay? We all knew he had him a whole nother side piece, and most likely you was paying for that house that he had, because you ain't want to deal with him.
So say what? He was living in a separate house?
Baby, he had mail going to this side piece house.
What the fuck?
And this story was like probably a year ago. They found out that he had a side thing. Like, they exposed that. And there was, you know, she put out press. Oh, no, we have a strong marriage. Blase, blase. It probably was longer than a year ago. Because, you know, time just fly. Can't even count it no more.
Mm-hmm.
But, baby, listen. Now he about to have a baby. Oh, my God, I'm so devastated. I don't know. But, baby, let it would have been somebody else. Oh, baby, they would have been on Wendy Williams hot, fast, and in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
In a hurry. That tea wouldn't even been ready yet. You couldn't even sip it. It's just been, you got dog it. You would have found out 2 seconds ago. It would have been on the show.
For real.
But now, because it's your business. My friend was like, bruh, like, that's crazy. Now that it's her business, she want to act crazy. Like,
sadly, that's how some humans are.
Now that your business out there in the open, now it's a problem.
But you be quick to talk about everybody, they mama.
Everybody business. But yes, girl, that is my tea. I said, come on. And I said, let me go ahead and be Wendy for her. Let me just go ahead and give everybody the news.
Give everybody the tea. Child, I have a question, though. Does Wendy Williams have, like, a condition?
They say she has something, I think, called Graves' disease.
Oh.
Or something makes like sense. That. Yeah.
Well, sorry for the condition, Wendy, but you be messy. So
right.
This what you get.
Messy boots. And now your mess is coming back to you because your peoples is having a whole baby.
Mm-hmm. Hello. And she ain't got no children, right?
I don't think so. I never heard her say anything about kids.
Well, it is what it is.
Right. That's he's typing for you. Here you go. Sip on that.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Brunch Teas, which is the Pied Pipers. We just want to bring awareness to a situation that it ultimately needs to be fixed between everybody.
Right.
Not just one person.
Correct.
Not just one group of people. Because believe it or not, whether media like to portray it or not, it doesn't only happen with Black people.
Correct. It sure doesn't.
So, this is why less TV, more reading, more researching, and more self-care. Because if you watch the TV, they will poison your mind to think it's this and it's really not.
And that's all you'll have to go by, because you don't research nothing or look at nothing else.
And thank God for social media, because Trayvon Martin wouldn't have been on the TV. None of the Black people that lost their lives would have been on. It would have never been major news the way it was if social media didn't take it over. Yeah. But we're not getting deep. So follow us on Facebook at Brunch Tease, Instagram at Brunch Tease, _ Twitter at Brunch Tease.
And if you have any questions, comments, or tea, please hit us up at brunchteasepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And tune in next week for
more heat. Bottom is bow. Get it. And you know we are on all basically every listening stream, everything streaming possible. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everything.
Yes. And I just want to acknowledge our new listeners, because our numbers have went up. I don't know if you noticed that, Tammy. Did you?
Yes, girl. I saw it, girl. Okay.
Thank you for our old faithful listeners. I love you. And thank you to our new listeners that will be listening in each and every Sunday if we don't take a break. So I appreciate you guys. I really do. Yes,
we definitely do appreciate you guys. And be on the lookout for more tea. We got some more for y'all to sip. Trust.
Yes, more tea and activities. I'm gonna just put it like that.
Huh? Come on, tea with some crumpets with your tea.
All right, you guys, have a blessed week. We'll see. Well, we'll talk to y'all later.
We'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye. Leave a message at the leave a message at the beep.
Yep, brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com.
Beep.